Can a blind person get an aliyah? Last week we spoke about aliyah for one type of person. Now we're going to speak about aliyah for a different type of person. Is a blind person allowed to get an aliyah? There is a halacha that when a person gets an aliyah, it's just stam good to chazir, that when a person gets an aliyah, you're supposed to be reading from the Torah. You're supposed to be reading along with the Balkore, all of the words in the Torah. The Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph quotes from a Tshuvas HaRash, Klal Gimel, Simen Yud Beis, and from Rabbein Yeruchim in the name of a Tshuvas HaRashba, and from a Shibali Aleket in Simen Lamed Vav, and from a Rambam in the 12th Parak of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Ches, that every word must be read mitoch haksav. So that's generally the halacha, and that therefore lechora would be a major issue for a blind person because he cannot read it mitoch haksav. The Beis Yosef, however, also quotes from the Nimukei Yosef Megillah Chavdalit Amar Aleph in the name of the Sefer Eshkol, that when the Mishnah says Suma Eino Kori Batorah, that's only if the Suma is the Bal Kore and he's doing it Bal Peh. That's where it's a problem. But with a Bal Kore who's not a Suma that's reading, and the Suma stands next to the Bal Kore, that's not a problem. That is permissible, says the Nimukei Yosef. And that's what he recommends to do when you have a Suma who is a Chassan. Because a Chassan has a Chiyah for an Aliyah, so the best thing to do is just have someone else be the Balkore, and he will get the Aliyah. That's what the Nimukei Yosef holds against all of those other Rishonim. Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Sivkat and Dalet quotes a Masas Binyamin, that when you have a Balkore, it's mutter to have a Suma get an Aliyah, and not only if he's a Chassan, and even if, let's say, the blind person is the only Kohen, and not only if he's the only Kohen, the Bach even went so far as to say that in any situation. So we went from it being a recommended thing to do for a Chassan, to any Suma who's a Kohen, and there's no other Kohen, to Stam, you want to give a blind person an Aliyah. The Bach says that they called the Suma in front of Gedolei Olam, and the Gedolei Olam never objected when a Suma got an Aliyah. The Bach said not to call an Am Aretz for an Aliyah, because he's not going to read along, he's not going to be able to read along. But the Magen Avraham says, we're making with that too. We call an Am Aretz, we call a blind person, we call a Suma who is an Am Aretz, so it's all, that's all fine. So how do we paskin? The Mechaber, in Beis Yosef, he says not to rely on the Nimukei Yosef against all other poskim. And in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Siv Gimel, he paskins that a blind person cannot get an aliyah. In Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Beis, the Mechaber says, based on a rush in the third part of Megillah, Simen Aleph and Simen Yud, that if the Ola doesn't read with the Balkore, then it's a bracha levatala. So you understand, there's a Mechaber l'shitaso, that if you're going to give a blind person aliyah, he's not going to be able to read along with the Balkore, and therefore it's a chashash bracha levatala. However, the Ramah, in Darkei Moshe, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Os Aleph, quotes from the Maharil that the minig is to give a blind person an aliyah, but says that even though the Maharil holds that way, I agree with Beit Yosef that you do not give a blind person an aliyah. Yet in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Gimel, the Rama says that nowadays we do like the Maharil, we do call a blind person for an aliyah. So a little confusing. Mechaber says no. The Rama says Maharil argues on the Mechaber, but the Mechaber is right. And then in the actual Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, he just quotes the Maharil. He just shows against the Mechaber. In Tshuvas Siach Yitzchak, Simen Pei Gimel, he says that this is a Ramah l'shitaso in Yardea Simen Shin Samech Aleph Siv Ayin Aleph, that there's no longer such a thing as Nama Aretz, because everybody knows Mikra nowadays. Who doesn't know Mikra? So he said the problem with the Suma would only be if he happens to not know Mikra. But if he, so he doesn't know the words, he's not familiar with the words. But if he's educated and he's familiar with the words, then it's perfectly fine. Now, even though it's Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, and typically speaking, Svardim follow the Mechaber and Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, this is one example where Svardim also follow the Ramah. Svardim also rely on the Nimukei Yosef and Maharil and allow a blind person to get an aliyah. In Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yiral of Simen Yud, he brings from the Pachad Yitzchak HaSvaradi, not Rav Hutner, the other Pachad Yitzchak, that in most Sephardic communities it's become accepted to give a blind man an aliyah, and Tzitz Eliezer strongly criticizes a group of people that humiliated a blind Talmud Chacham by objecting to his aliyah when he was called for an aliyah. Tzitz Eliezer says, all I have to say about that is V'hu rachum yichaper avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give a kapara to such people for doing such a terrible thing. blind person is called for an aliyah. Even in Sephardic communities, in Pachad Yitzchak Erech Suma, he says that this is the practice. Now, some details. How exactly does Shomea Ka'ona work? We say the blind person is being Yotze. By listening, he's not actually able to read it. In Shuvas Yaivitz, Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Hei, as quoted by the Har Tzvi in Chelek Aleph Simen and Zayin, he says that we cannot apply Shomea Ka'ona to Kriyas HaTorah, and it's going to be a major problem for a blind person, because Shomea Ka'ona works in that when you listen to someone else reading, it's as if you are saying it. But it does not make it as if you are saying it mitoch haksav. So if there's a din that Kriyas HaTorah has to be mitoch haksav, by being Shomea, it's as if you're saying it, but it's still as if you're saying it palpeh, not as if you're saying it mitoch haksav. This has applications. This idea is a very well-known idea. Beis Halevi mentions this idea. It has applications for Birchas Kohanim. Can a Kohen be Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona from other Kohanim? Do we say that, sure, why not? It's as if he's saying it. Do you say, no, by Birchas Kohanim there's a din of Kol Ram, that it has to be said in a loud voice. And the Kohen who's Shomea, he may be hearing it, but he's not hearing it. It may be as if he's saying it, but it's not as if he's saying it in a loud voice. So the details don't transfer with Shomea Ka'ona, only the very fact that it's as if you're saying it. They talk about this with Aseres B'nai Haman, that it has to be said B'Nashim Achas. So if you're listening to the laning of the Megillah, the Bal Koreh read the Aseres B'nai Haman, it's as if you said it also. But is it as if you said it in Nishima Achas? Is it as if you said it in one voice? So that's what the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, that it's not a kriya mitoch haksav. Turiyevin and Megillah Yutasan Beis disagrees, and he says Shomea Ka'ona applies to all the details as well. In Piskei Tshuvas, in Simur Kuflam Tess, in footnote number 31, he points out that if this is the case, that Shomea Ka'ona works for all the details, l'chora, it's much better for the Suma not to say the words along with the Bal Koreh when he gets an Aliyah, because if he says the words, then he's reading the words Shalom Itoch HaKsav. Whereas if he just listens to the Bal Koreh and he's Yotzi with Shomea Ka'ona, according to the Torah Yevan, that's as if he's reading it mitoch haksav. So it would be better for him to listen than to actually say the words. The reason the poskim say you need him to be able to read is just to make sure that he has some understanding of the aliyah itself, but not that he should actually read the words out loud. And that's why he says, the Magen Avraham says, sheyucha likro, but not sheyikra, that he has to be able to read, but not that he actually has to read. This is against the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Lametes Siv Zayin says that the Suma has to be very careful to repeat every single word he's hearing from the Bal Koreh. Otherwise, his bracha may be a bracha levatala. In Shuvas Yabia Omer Chelek Dalet Aruch Chaim Simen Ches Os Tezvav, Rav Vadi explains that even if one sees a ksav and then says the words while not while looking at the ksav, but betoch kedei dibor of having looked at the ksav, that counts as kriya mitoch haksav. So when a Bal Koreh reads and a Suma repeats betoch kedei dibor, Rav Vadia says maybe that works as kriya mitoch haksav. It's quite an extension, right? He's not seeing it at all. But the Bal Koreh saw it, and the Suma is saying it, betoch kedei dibor, of when the Bal Koreh sees it, maybe that counts as kriya mitoch haksav. When it comes to special parshios, Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Yud Gimel says not to give a blind person the aliyah for Parshas Paro or Parshas Zachar. In Shar Tzion, Kuflam Tes, Sifkat Vav, he explains that we shouldn't be making not just with the Suma, but not to give an Amaretz those aliyos either. And he says that the reason is that the Rama really wanted a paskin like the Beis Yosef, that we should be machmir, never give a Suma or an Amaretz an aliyah. But he said the minig is that we're makel, even though we're against his better judgment, we should have paskin like the Beis Yosef. So when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah Da'oraisa, we should be machmir l'chadchila like the Beis Yosef, at least on a Kriyas HaTorah Da'oraisa like Parshas Zachar, or perhaps, according to some Rishonim, Parshas Para as well might be Daraisa. So in those situations, we should be machmir. In Shar Ephraim, Shar Aleph, Siv Chav Ches, he adds that he also shouldn't get an aliyah for a maftir of a musaf, that it's a chovas hayom, like a Rosh Chodesh maftir, or a maftir and a yom tov, which goes through the korban of that day, then maybe that also might have a status of a quasi d'oraisa, because in the Shalma Parim Svasenu, so maybe he shouldn't get that aliyah either. But generally speaking, both Ashkenazim and Sfardim do allow blind people to get an aliyah to the Torah.